We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back rolling on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and we have our weekly Showboats guest, as we do every single Wednesday. This week, it is TJ Neal, linebacker for the Memphis Showboats. Before they get going, coming up on March 31st, they're going to get going at 2 p.m. He is on X at TNeal_52. TJ, what's happening, man? How are you?
Man, I'm doing great, man. We just got done practicing, just ate some lunch, but get ready for some meetings and break down the practice film and get some corrections and keep it going.
Well, I'm hoping you have some like walkthroughs. I mean, y'all have had a long, long-ass camp, I have to admit. I mean, you started in February. We're here at the end of March. Do y'all have some walkthroughs for the rest of the week, or do you still have some contact practices?
We got. I want to say two more contact practices. Then towards the end of the week, we have the walkthroughs and start gearing up to get ready for the Houston Roughnecks.
Rock on. So this is, I believe, is this your second year in the league? You're in USFL. Have you been with the Showboats? Right? Is that how this has worked?
Yes, I've been with the Showboats, but I was with the Tempe Bandits prior, so this will be my third year participating in the spring league.
Okay, now this is what I have to do with anybody who comes on, any player that comes on with the UFL and sort of this partnership we've seen with the USFL and the XFL. How has that looked? How has that been? Has it been a switch up, or is it sort of status quo, sort of similar to what you have been dealing with?
I would say the biggest difference is the intensity. This year was a lot more competition than usual. You had, two combination of teams and drafts and different things going on. We got a lot of guys who potentially were starters on the previous team and coming in camp competing to, start on this team.
Yeah, and so you're just saying basically like this talent pool all coming together, it's just a lot more. There's a lot more talent. There's a lot more competition.
Yes.
Good to hear. Now, let me hear about your story. Just in general, I sort of looked up a little bit. Obviously, you've been doing this for a while. You've been doing the pro football thing for a while. You spent 3 years at Illinois in college, transferred to Auburn for your senior year. You transferred before it was easy, before it was as easily accessible for the guys that we have in college now. But Take us through your story, because I think people need to understand that, considering this really is a league of opportunity that we're watching. Guys, getting to play football for money, man, that's the dream. I used to play at the University of Memphis. I would have been able to cross your path if you were at Auburn in 2015 for the Birmingham Bowl, but you came that year after when y'all went 8-5. But tell my listeners about your story and how you got to where you're at right now.
Man, it has been a journey, an up and down journey, and I'm blessed with the opportunity still to continue to be playing football, professional sports, as you mentioned, getting paid to play weekly. But I had a good collegiate career, tried out with the Steelers and the Cardinals, and 2017-18, I didn't play no football, so I was just working and really upset and going through that phase and transitioning from playing ball to working. Then 2019, I played indoor football with the Sioux Falls Storm.
Yep.
It was a bit of a struggle, adapting to the indoor game, but it turned out to be well. We won the championship that year. And after that season, I signed with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers for 2020. But as we know, that was COVID year. That was pandemic year. And that year got canceled. So I didn't play football 2020. And 2021, I played in the spring league that was in Indianapolis. So that's what started, where I'm at today, because it was a coach named Tom Mason who knew Frank Jansen that was with the Tampa Bay Bandits, and they were looking for a guy that could play special teams, and they needed a linebacker. And I came down there, and I started my journey, been in the USFL, now in the United Football League. But it has been a journey. It's been a very delightful journey, I should say.
Yeah, so that's something I had to deal with. I ended up trying out for the Saints when I got done at the University of Memphis. And then, I played for the AAF for like a training camp, got cut on my day off, came back, was wondering what the hell I'm going to do. Obviously landed in a good spot after 4 years, landed right here at 92.9 ESPN. But what were you doing? Right, you said you were working. What were you doing when you were working before you got sort of your opportunities?
I'm an educator, so I have a passion and love for the emotionally disturbed youth. So I'm a behavior specialist during the off season, and what I do is I find accommodations to help the kids, be able to sit down and learn and educate the educators to be able to modify the lesson plan, or if the kids need a break from class or whatever. I look like, I try to find the needs. I try to meet the needs and wants of the children who struggle within the classroom environment.
That's awesome. Now, you still do that in the off seasons?
Yes.
Okay. How do you balance your time with having to work out, stay in shape, get ready for this season? How do you balance all that time?
Well, I love stress. Good stress. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'll work out in the morning before I go to work. Then I have to work out. I like a routine. I go to bed early. I eat well. I do all the small things right. But I love structure where it eliminates all the distractions and not having idle time. I'm able to stay focused whenever I got a lot of things on my plate.
Talking with T.J. Neal. He is a linebacker for the Memphis Showbuzz. Now, take me through your college days. Who are some of the guys you got to play with at Illinois and then at Auburn? And what did you take away from your college days that helped you get to where you're at now?
Well, college one of my favorite coaches of all time, Mike Ward, the linebacker coach, man. He was old school guy, and he was structured, and allowed you to create a work ethic, because that was the only way you were able to separate yourself with all the talent being in the Big Ten or the SEC. And I had a great experience at both schools, played against tremendous talents, guys that are still in the NFL today I played with, and it was awesome. I enjoyed it. It went by fast, and I love working, so I love the hard nose. You wake up, you go to class, and you go to practice, you travel, you break down the film. I love the whole routine.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's tougher? Let me ask you this. As an off-ball linebacker, what's tougher to deal with? The big...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
10 and the style of football they play there or the SEC? What is tougher? Because I know they're running right at you in the Big Ten consistently. You have to have your run fits correct. You're filling in that B gap consistently. What was tougher throughout your college days?
Well, I would say I like between the tackles. I enjoy right. that style of play. Probably playing in space would be tougher. You know what I'm saying? But guys who like to be physical, you know, love when a game is right in front of them.
Yep. So what do you think your strengths are? You think your strengths are filling in between the tackles, stopping the run, or are you a balanced guy that can go play, get into coverage, play against the pass?
Well, I've been striving to be a balanced guy. You know, one of my strong suits is playing against the run and getting downhill. But throughout the offseason, this offseason in particular, you know, worked a lot on my hips, my speed to be able to stay in the game and not come out on a passing down. So I wanted to display that throughout camp. And when the coach is over to let them know that I can stay on the field when they do pass the ball.
Yep. So what do you think about your guys' team so far? Looking at this long extended camp you've dealt with, I know that the roster's just about cut down at this moment. Probably some guys that you wanted to be there with you that had to be cut. That's just the nature of the beast when we're talking about professional football. But what do you think about this group you guys have, and how do you feel like you guys will pace the season?
I think the group is well-rounded. We got a lot of playmakers on both sides of the ball. And we got a big test this weekend to really reveal that. You know, a lot of guys showcase their skills throughout camp. And this is going to be a great opportunity this weekend to, you know, showcase and continue to be consistent with the things that was established at camp and at practice.
How is it watching film? I mean, you got the Roughnecks coming up this weekend, and sometimes, like, when we look at this league, it can be a revolving door of guys. Watching film may not be the easiest thing in the world because you don't know exactly who you're going to be playing against coming up this weekend. So what do you expect to see from the Roughnecks, and what do you expect to have to get done to be able to get a win?
I believe they're going to try to establish the run, so we're going to stop the run first and foremost. And when you're breaking down the film, you see the coach's resume from previous years and what they try to accomplish with their guys. And we got to stop the run, we got to score points, and we got to get some turnovers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about your offense? How has your offense been in sort of dealing with them through camp? They high-powered. I know I've talked with Coach Flip about this in the past. He says no matter what it is, he's going to try to win games different ways. If they have to run the hell out of the ball, they'll run the hell out of the ball. If they have to air it out, you know, 50 times a game, they'll do it that way. But what have you seen from your offense, and how do you think they are as compared to the rest of this league?
I think they're well-balanced. We got a great running back. We got some real good tight ends. We got some big receivers, so I think they're going to be able to pretty much do whatever they want to do as far as establishing a run or throwing the ball. This week will be a great test to see, you know, them guys establish the things they've done throughout the weeks on Sunday.
Now, talking with T.J. Neal, he's a linebacker for the Memphis Showboats. Last couple of things. When you talk about sort of how you guys are scheduled this year, you guys are going to be staying in Arlington. That is going to be the hub, but you're going to travel to Memphis for your home games. How is that? Is that a strain on you guys, or is the travel schedule nice and easy, taken care of for you?
Well, I would like to be able to stay in Memphis and be able to stay at your own apartment and go to the games from there. I think for a guy like me who likes a routine, like being by herself on her downtime, is going to be a bit of a struggle with sharing a room and always going through that each and every week. But, you know, it's just something I have to adapt and adjust to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, how excited are you to get to Memphis? How excited are you guys to at least get in front of this home crowd and actually play a game here in Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium? And also, I'll ask you this too, sort of two-parted question: How familiar are you with the city of Memphis? You know, through your childhood, high school, college days. How much do you know about the city of Memphis?
Well, Yo Gotti is one of my favorite rappers, so
there you go.
I hear him always talking about Memphis and you know, representing from there. So, you know, I hear him talk about it as a kid and as college. I listen to him a lot. But the fan base is crazy. You know, them guys are going to come out. They're going to show out, and we got to give them a good product, and they're going to be rooting. They're going to show. They're going to be there.
Yeah, but you're from the Northeast, correct? From Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Okay. So how did the Auburn thing come about when you ended up transferring your senior year?
Oh, that's a long story, but it was some people in my corner, advising to go down there that was connected with Gus Malzahn, and I ended up, taking their word and, went down there, and it was a great experience. Ain't that like down south football?
Yeah, no, there is nothing like it. You get to see how rabid these fan bases are. And we're really in the melting pot of the SEC here in Memphis, I got to tell you. We are in the melting pot. I mean, we got Arkansas, we Auburn probably a little bit, we have Alabama, Ole Miss, we have everything down here. Everybody likes their football, but it's all spread out for the most part here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Well, TJ, good luck to you this weekend. Appreciate you joining. This has been phenomenal.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. You too. That is TJ Neal. He's a linebacker, number 5 for the Memphis Showboats. He's in year 2 with the Showboats, now with the UFL. He had 31 tackles last year, a half sack. He is on X at TNeal_52. But they're coming up. I mean, this pulled up quickly. We have it this weekend, 2 p.m. They'll be playing the Houston Roughnecks, their first game of the year in the UFL. We'll see how TJ fares. We'll see how the rest of the team fares coming up against the Houston Roughnecks. But we need to go ahead and grab a break. And when we come back, you know who joins the start hour number 2. It's Jeff Calkins. So stick around.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.